online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock. Here's Amante Falcon's theme.
A woman from Kent whose family was attacked by intruders at their home has told KMFM if she hadn't fought them off with a toy car, it could have been far worse.
Even my two children said if it wasn't for me, they reckon they don't know what would have happened. They was after money, jewellery and any valuables.
Four men went into Tina Foster's home in Canterbury earlier this month and one of them threatened her daughter with a knife. They ended up leaving with nothing when Tina hit them and chased them out of the house. Police are looking into it and are keen to speak to any witnesses. Police also want to hear from anyone who knows anything about a burglary in Mersham near Ashford that took place either last Tuesday or Wednesday. Distinctive jewellery was reportedly taken, including a necklace with an Arabic pendant. It's thought whoever did it forced the back patio doors open before their stealing spree. The prisons minister has admitted the state of HMP Birmingham jail is shocking. It's had to be taken over by the government. Rory Stewart says drugs are being smuggled in by all sorts of different methods.
Some of the drugs are getting in, we've discovered, because prisoners have been putting them into solicitors' mail, into paper. Some have come in with drones. In certain cases, we've discovered that prisoners have been smuggling drugs in by swallowing the drugs and putting them inside their internal body.
A British woman who fell off the back of a cruise ship says she feels lucky to be alive after spending 10 hours in the Adriatic Sea. The 46-year-old was a passenger on the Norwegian Star and was sitting on the deck of the ship when she fell overboard on Saturday night. The man accused of trying to murder members of the public and police officers in an attack outside Parliament has been in court. Salih Khatir allegedly drove a car into them before swerving and crashing into a security barrier in Westminster last Tuesday. The 29-year-old from Birmingham has been remanded in custody and will appear in court again later this month. The dad of a Gillingham youth team player who died at the age of 17 says if footballers had regular heart screenings, he'd still be alive today. It comes as a study finds the risk of them dying of heart attacks is higher than previously thought. Roger Maddams is part of the Tunbridge Angels, which runs the tests for sports people.
So as a club, we decided that once is too many, twice is just ridiculous. So we've basically raised some money, got a screening programme together for the players and the community. It's not just the, you know, the elite sportsmen.
More than 800 staff working at Volkswagen UK couldn't get into work this morning at their HQ in Milton Keynes. The entrance was blockaded by Greenpeace, who are demanding the firm commits to stop making diesel cars. You can now sign up to a new football league in Strood, which is designed to help players lose weight. Man v Fat Football is launching next month and awards teams for dropping the pounds as well as winning matches. Men with a BMI of above 27.5% can join with the aim to bring it below 25%. Ben Gallen is the league manager.
The aim of Man v Fat Football really is to give guys a place they can turn up and be supported to lose weight, but maybe in a bit more of an enjoyable way, so they can obviously be with people that are in a similar situation, be encouraged by those as well, but also potentially get back into a game that they thought they wouldn't play again.
Supermarket Aldi has offered to pay £15,000 towards planting some new trees in Deal as they try to get planning permission for a new store. The company wants to take over the Co-op and Park Street and plans to cut down some trees there to make way for more parking. You can see a picture of what the new store might look like at kentonline.co.uk. And Aston Martin is going to recreate James Bond's DB5 car as seen in Goldfinger. Just 25 of them will be available from 2020 at a cost of £2.75 million.
Sport. With Dino Rod, the drainage experts in Kent. Visit dino.com.
Crickets and Kent are trailing on day two of their county championship test match against Leicestershire. Ishmael's got more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime.
Well, a short time ago, the visitors were on 150 for five with the bat. Joe Denley scored a half century, while batting partner Oliver Robinson is on 19. Kent are chasing Leicestershire's total of 220. Meanwhile, England's cricketers are searching for a breakthrough on day three of the third test at Trent Bridge. India's lead is now more than 350 runs. Not so long ago, they were on 185 for two in their second innings. England have been dealt a further blow. Wicketkeeper Johnny Bairstow's gone to hospital for an X-ray on his left middle finger. And in tennis, Novak Djokovic says he knew he was on the verge of making tennis history before his final against Roger Federer in Cincinnati. He beat him to become the first player to win all nine Masters 1000 tournaments in their career. It's being described as the Golden Masters.
And that's the latest. Next update's at 2.